For the rest of the semester, we're going to expand our studies beyond the art found in traditional museums. Most galleries charge entrance fees, and opportunities for art appreciation are limited to those who can pay. Today, we are going to begin with an overview of public art. Public art is roughly defined as art for everyone that can be created anywhere and seen at any time. Terms for these types of visual displays include art in public places, urban art, street art, graffiti, community-based art, and even performance art. Public art is viewed using the same principles as other forms. You will recall that elements of design include space, color, texture, and balance. When we encounter public art, it affects our senses in different ways. In the most general sense, we think about who the artists are and what they are trying to express. More specifically, we wonder why that location was chosen and how it fits in with the environment. We might ask how the piece was created and how long it will last. Did the development of public art begin in the 20th century? The answer is no. Art historians believe that the Greek Parthenon from 438 BC and statues of Roman emperors in public squares are early examples. Miniature Japanese Shinto shrines on roadsides are others. Cathedrals with elaborate stone designs and colorful glass windows inspired communities in the Middle Ages. Even the 19th century Eiffel Tower in Paris and the Statue of Liberty in New York fall into this category. Painters such as Diego Rivera created huge murals on public buildings during the 1920s and 30s. Their work forced political debate about the lives of peasants in Mexico. It was in the second half of the 20th century that a new generation of artists really made the public take note of this new form. One unique piece of public art is Maya Lin's Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. The two walls of black rock have no images other than the names of the soldiers who died in the war. Standing in front of the wall, spectators can see their own reflections against the names. The Bulgarian and French artists Christo and Jean-Claude wrapped a German government building in gray cloth and parked trees in Switzerland in yellow. One characteristic of public art is that it's not always permanent. Christo and Jean-Claude's orange gates in New York's Central Park were up for less than 1 month. Public art in the 21st century is a universal movement. The Sharjah Art Foundation in the United Arab Emirates held a conference on responsibility in public art in 2012. In 2011, two magazines, Public Art China and Public Art Review in the United States, combined to start the International Award for Public Art to honor artists. Of course, this art form continues to be controversial. Is graffiti painted by amateurs on a city building wall really art? There is an old saying, art is in the eye of the beholder. I invite you to bring a photo of a work of public art to the next class to see what your classmates think.